following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Hope it's going well there for you here. This is being recorded on Mother's Day, by the way, of 2018. It's episode 222. Tell your mom I said thanks. That's you take that however you want. Certainly there is that, such as it is. I got a big show here for you coming up here in just a little bit. Mr. Robert Kimbrough Sr. Sat down in the studio with Jeff and I. He's going to be talking about a festival that's already happened, but that's not the point of the reason why we're doing it. He's a great guy and had a great band, and we had a great time in the studio, and that's going to be coming up here in just a bit. Big news, I guess, if you could say, you know, as we take a look at the world of media, part of what we've seen and what we continue to see is the influence of the arts in from culture, from our pop culture, from our society, from the world that we live in. One such thing, and it's certainly worth bringing up. It is Childish Gambino's "This Is America." It's an incredible piece of video. If you have not seen it, then I don't know what's wrong. I think at the recording of this, it was close to 65 million views of that video. It's a massive video. Here's not that you asked, but I'm going to give you my take on it because it's important. It's an important piece of video. It's an important piece of music. The music in and of itself is not that great. How dare you say that? I mean, the video is fantastic. The song in and of itself, standing alone, if you were to just listen to it on the radio or however, is what it is. It's fine. It delivers a message. The video, however, is the message. It's the artwork. It is the real deal. And you probably shouldn't like the music. You probably shouldn't even like the video. What you should like is the message that is being displayed in the video. And if it seems somewhat convoluted, the fact of the matter is simply this, that Donald Glover is Childish Gambino. He created a piece of art that, and it's, you know, it's pretty stark in its imagery and what it is and what it can do. And the idea behind artwork is simply this, it's that you, when you create a piece of art, it is up to the person who lays their eyes on it and who is exposed to it to come up with their own conclusions. What this particular piece does is it's pretty stark, and it's about gun violence in the United States. It's about race relations. It's about what it is to be a black man in these United States of America, according to Donald Glover. And what we've seen in the media, he's quite accurate. Some very frightening things. I know there are some people I've seen from, you know, from some misguided folks out there going, oh, he's just grandstanding. He's just trying to make something that's not really it's not the world that I choose to live in, and I'm going to turn a blind eye to it and blah, 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 blah. It's dumb to think like that. It really is. And, you know, for white America to try and understand what it is to be a part of black America is a difficult thing. And here's why I say this. It can be difficult. It can be downright terrifying to try and fully understand these concepts. It really is. But that doesn't stop you from being empathetic toward what is going on in this world. And this music video, "This Is America," does a pretty good job of giving you an idea of what these things are like for a large population of this country. And in this day and age, it's truly, truly terrifying. And they, you know, Glover did a great job of I guess, displaying that fear that is felt out there. And it's important stuff. That's why I said you don't have to like the song. You don't even have to like the video, but the message should hit home. I'm not linking the video. You can find it. It's not that. Just go to YouTube and search "This Is America" and watch it. The first I saw it, I watched it all the way through, and I immediately went, "Wait a minute, I need to see this again." And after about five viewings of it, I got kind of what's going on. And there's a lot of other videos out there too. There go, here's the imagery that you might have missed, and some of it is interesting, you know, but. Glover himself has said, "You don't read too much into this. It's pretty obvious what is going on here." And once again, though, and I think this is the really important part. And this is certainly, I don't mean for it to sound glib, even though it may come across that way. But the idea that our artwork. That we have our culture in this country that is. Indicative of the society that it is created in is what it stands for. And if that's a kind of a hard thing for you to understand, then you need to go to a museum. You need to go spend some time looking at art. You need to understand what art is for art's sake. There are messages that are being delivered that have to be delivered. And once again, my hat's off to Donald Glover, his alter ego there, Childish Gambino. It's a difficult video to watch, I'll give you that. It's there's some pretty intense violence that's in it, but you know, how else are you going to convey that message? So, you know, once again, you know, don't be critical. Just because, and that's the thing about art is, you know, well, I don't like that. I'm offended by that. Fine, be offended. What happens when you're offended? Nothing. Nothing. You don't lose any sleep over it. You just go along. If it didn't call to you, it doesn't. You know, I'm one of these people that if I'm looking for, I'll have one art, please, to hang on my walls or whatever it is that I'm after. I don't get it because I have to have it. I get it because it speaks to me in a certain way. Every piece of art that is hanging in our home is that way. There's certain messages that are there. There's some artists that I really like. There's some I don't. That's all part of it. It's not meant for everybody to really enjoy, but this particular case, all these millions of people that have jumped in on this is certainly, you know, it speaks to them, and it speaks volumes as to what it is in our society that we see. And you know, wherever it is that you stand on these issues, that's up to you, man. And I think Glover is correct in this. Don't read too much into it. It's what it is. It's a big deal. So there you go. I just wanted to take a few moments to address that, because I know a lot of people are talking about it, and you know, we're certainly not oblivious to that around here. But you know, go take a look at it. It's really worth it. And speaking of art, we've got some for you. We'll have one art, please. Mr. Robert Kimbrough Sr. and band in studio. It was a big fun time, and it's up next right here from Radioland.
Get on the Memphis Brew Bus. Every Saturday at 2 p.m., we'll take a 3.5-hour adventure through the Memphis craft brewery scene. The Memphis Brew Bus stops at 3 local breweries for some special behind-the-scenes tours, talks with the master brewers, and, of course, tasting of their signature brews. While on the bus, you'll hear stories and learn about the history of beer. Plus, you'll get some music from the Radio Memphis Library. Go to memphisbrewbus.com and find them on Facebook. The Memphis Brew Bus. We'll drive you to drink.
We have a hell of a show lined up for you kids this evening. We got some live music. We've heard these guys warming up here, and if it would behoove you people to tune in, please do so. Please share the show because Robert Kimbrough Sr. is in the house.
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Welcome back.
Doing good, man.
You're looking good. You're feeling good.
Feeling good. Yes, sir. That I am, man. Thank you guys for having me out.
Man, thanks for coming out again.
Awesome. Thanks for Mark.
Yeah, Mark Caldwell.
Putting all this together.
Thank you very much, sir.
The Kimbrough Cotton Patch Soul Blues Festival is right around the corner. That's another big deal. That's the weekend after Music Fest, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Good-looking poster you got going
here.
That
is a great-looking poster. I was actually going to say something, but that is a great-looking poster.
Let's give it up for our girl, Amy.
Amy did a good job.
Wonderful job. Yeah. Did you design that?
Thank you very much.
Ah, yeah.
He's
not here with us tonight, but we have a media company in New York called Fancy, and we help Robert.
Oh, Fancy is you. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I'm going to hold this up for the camera.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic
look. Yeah, that needs to be hanging in.
I don't give that away lightly. Like, yeah, that's one of those things like you want to, 20 years from now, find in the old record store bin. You can go hang on your wall.
We have them for sale. They're $10 and
excellent.
All proceeds go to the festival.
Yes.
There you go. And it's, now it says here May 13th, but it's actually a couple of days, right?
Yeah, May 11th through the 13th.
11th through the 13th, yeah. Mm-hmm. All happening at the Hut. How is the Hut?
Whoa, beautiful place. It's just one of the off-the-wall clubs.
Yeah,
it's
really cool.
American Legion Club, it is.
Yeah.
They rent it out, you know.
And Mr. Caldwell rents it out, right?
Mr. Caldwell.
And who's that?
Acme Pro Records. Right. You own Acme Pro Records. Yeah, Mr. Caldwell.
And down there in the beautiful Holly Springs in the God's country.
Mr. Caldwell had a record store in Holly Springs since 1959.
Wow.
And
That's good. Yes. The in person, I like this in person all together, the Kimbrough brothers.
Yeah. Rare. I saw them all three today. Sure.
All together, though, as opposed to just, you know, showing up at different times.
Right.
But that's no.
Yeah.
That'll be big. And of course, you're going to be playing there as well with Blues Connection.
Yeah.
Cam Kimbrough, Lucius Spiller, Little Joe Ayers, R.L. Boyce. This is a hell of a lineup. Lightning Malcolm. Mark Muleman Massey. I don't know how y'all roped his ass in there, but he'll be good. Memphis Gold. Yeah, he'll bring the good stuff. Carlos Elliott Jr. He's great.
Yes.
Porkchop Willie, Sean Apple, Daniel Russell, Jesse Cotton Stone, Hoodoo Men, David Hayden, Janky. Didn't Janky play last year with you guys?
Yes, he did. Yes,
and as did Eric Deaton. And I love this, the number one juke joint dancer, Sharina Boyce.
The number one juke joint dancer.
That record that you gave me last time you were here live from the Hut, I listen to that thing all the time.
Oh, man.
That's a great record.
Look at her jumping. Give us some points.
Yeah.
She did really good with it.
Yeah. Was that your project? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good record, man. It really is. It really does capture what it is to be in one of those rooms.
Well, that was a magical.
Oh, awesome that it was.
Yeah.
We had a really great time.
We went to the Hill Country Festival, and we met Robert in New York, a week before?
Yeah, a week before.
Joe Ayers called me, and he asked me to do him, Joe Ayers, a favor. He said, Amy, you know, I really have this really big favor to ask you. It means the world to me. Junior's son is coming, and he's, like, super special. He's a super special person. And it would mean the world to me if you could help him out. So I said, okay, whatever you want, Joe Ayers.
And there it is.
And so then a week, he and Joe Ayers and RL all urged us to come to Hill Country Festival. We hadn't been to Mississippi to see music in a really long time. I think last time we were there, it was 2012. This was 2016. So we went to Junior's in 99, me and my husband. We were down in Memphis and we went out there. So I remember being in the Hut, because we liked Hill Country Festival. It was great, but we're not festival people. We're old punk rock people. 12 hours in the sun, that's just not my stamina.
Oh, come on.
Stamina. I don't have Mississippi stamina.
Mississippi stamina.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm going to do that in New Jersey. So Robert opened up the Hut.
Yeah.
He opened up the Hut that night. Everyone came from Hill Country Fest, came to the Hut. And I make films, and I have my camera there, and my sound device. And we recorded.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
I said to my husband, why do you take us 17 years to come back here? We're idiots. So we haven't left since.
Who's the woman that's screaming through that whole record and dancing and screaming? Is it Sharina?
Could be. I'm not sure. You think it was Joyce?
Was it Joyce?
I think it was.
I think it's Joyce.
Yeah, because she sounds like she's right there on the mic with it. Like, well, I know the Hut's a small room, but
you know. I couldn't tell you who really. They were screaming up in there.
Oh yeah, they were.
It was going down.
That's a great record. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, we'll play a cut or two off of it a little bit later on, and of course we have you guys in here live tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Who are these guys that you're playing with tonight?
So I must say, first of all, You know, my original drummer, which is Jason Wedburn, called him JJ.
JJ.
You know, he had a slight heart attack.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, he did. And so got him to the hospital, man, to come to find out he had one of his kidneys went bad on him. So he had to get one of those things in his shoulder for dialysis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he can't play now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I had to bring in my nephew here, Anthony Wood, Tony Man.
Mr. Hands, I think, is what it's on the back of his car over there. Yeah. Mr. Hands. Yeah.
Mr. Hands, he's a detailer.
he's a drummer, for God's sake. That's what he is.
Drummer. And then, so we have here on the bass. Normally, it would have been Artemis Lasur normally played the bass, but we had some things with that. But now playing the bass is Lee Stanford.
Right on, Lee.
Lee.
Yeah. What side of the family is he from?
Lee.
Yeah.
I'm the alien.
Yeah, man.
Hey, whatever works. I see the family resemblance. It's uncanny. But we're gonna be playing tonight. We're gonna be making some noise and talking about this festival and all that. So you want to jump into a tune? You want to just kind of start lighting it up a little bit?
Well, yeah, we no problem with us. That's what
we're and we go on all night. So you know, I know you do too.
Yeah, no problem.
What do you got here for us?
We'll ride to the blues a little bit. That's the way we do it. We open up right to the blues.
On the screen, a man from from the dead. So this soul, they said, to the devil. She won't play the blues all night long.
Kimbrough Senior and Company, there here, yeah, riding to the blues, man.
I was feeling the lights dim in here while that was going on. Was,
yeah, are you high?
No,
you want to be?
Yeah, you got me there.
No, I don't.
You
old? No, I'm not holding. I don't know. Somebody in this room.
Why
probably.
Why are you getting my hopes up like?
Wait, you're not.
I mean, we're on the air. I can't really talk about that.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't know. It's just broccoli, man. Right.
Yes, sir.
Another fine accomplishment from North Mississippi.
Our new annex, right? We're going to be annexed into North Mississippi.
I would certainly hope so. It wouldn't hurt my feelings any. I know Nashville would probably love to get rid of Memphis.
Well, did you see that, the city council?
What? See what? I can't keep up with
this. Well, since the snub, like this last week, the city council, the topic of seceding from the state came up.
Did it really? Shelby County going to unass it?
Listen, it'll probably never happen, but you know they should know we're at least seriously talking about it.
That's so funny. So we'd be Mississippi residents.
Well, that's what they think.
If Mississippi would have us, then I won't have a problem with that. You know. Well, okay, then.
For those of our listeners that aren't in the know, so. We didn't really. We talked about it last week, but we didn't really recap it. But the idea, all right. So the idea is that we had these two parks here in Memphis. I don't know if you guys are from Memphis. I know you're from Mississippi.
Pretty much.
So we had a Jefferson Davis Park and we had Nathan Bedford Forest Park, and they had the statues up, and like city council, the people wanted those statues gone. Maybe not. Obviously, there were people who were opposed. It was a hot topic, whatever. But the way the city council got around it, because the state of Tennessee laid this historical, like, you know, it's a historical landmark, and you can't do anything with it. The city government's not allowed to do anything about these statues, which I think the Jefferson Davis one was erected in 1962.
It was right in the middle of the Jim Crow shit.
I wouldn't like it happened right after.
No, it was done. It was a horrible thing at the time. Yeah, and Forrest is buried in that park.
Right, and that was in 1909 when they erected that statue.
And he didn't want to be there. He wanted to be at Elmwood.
Right. So yes. Move his ass to Elmwood. But his dad ass don't care anyway, I promise.
He don't give a shit. Yeah.
So the way they got around it, though, is they set up like a corporation that they sold both parks to for like $1,000 each to now manage these formerly city parks. So as these new management companies took over the parks, first thing they do is take the statues down. So the week before last... Not the city of Nashville. It's easy to blame it on Nashville, but it really...
No, it was the state legislature.
The state legislature decided to punish the city of Memphis for this happening, even though it was the will of the people now, right? So they're withholding some...
$250,000 for whatever general use.
That was supposed to go to the city. Actually, it was supposed to go to the city from the state for the city's bicentennial celebration. So it's like it's going to the poor or anything. It's like it's, you know... But it's still, it's just like, it's the state capitol saying, you know what, fuck you guys for doing what your citizens wanted you to do.
Right.
So last week it came up, because we always talk about the music from Memphis and North Mississippi and Arkansas and just around this area.
Right.
And I brought this up last week with Mark. I was like, can we quit calling it Memphis and North Mississippi, because fuck Nashville, they don't want us to be part of Tennessee. I don't want to be part of Tennessee anymore either.
Exactly. Well, if they keep...
The rest of Tennessee is nothing like West Tennessee, right?
Well, no, and they keep turning that crap out of Nashville, and they keep calling that country music, which it ain't. You know, they should just say, I don't want to be associated with that either.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, for me, Tennessee ends at about Jackson. That's about it.
A little bit further for me.
Well, I know because, you know.
But even that's like a different world from here.
Yeah, it is.
Once you get past Jackson, it's different.
Yeah. You know? It's vastly different. So now there was a Kickstarter or something, not Kickstarter, but a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
And they've got nearly the $250,000 back.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, screw you. You know, we'll send you the statues if you want them so badly.
Yes.
You know, whatever.
So if we were just talking, do you think North Mississippi would have us?
I do.
As their new, like, territory to the north.
Well, let's get on the phone and make some things happen, because right. I think we could probably do that. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Make something happen.
Make something happen, even if it's wrong. Robert Kimbrough Sr. is here in the house tonight. We're playing the blues, talking about the Cotton Patch Blues Festival right around the corner, May 11th through the 13th at the Hut there in Holly Springs. You have assembled quite the lineup here, Robert.
Hey, and this is only $20 in advance. $20 advance tickets.
You can go to
eventbrite.com for those.
It's an awesome lineup, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
This.
Oh no! Wait, that. Sorry, these are all different prices. Yes.
All right, so this is the second year for this.
Second, yeah.
How did it go last year? Because we talked to you right before it went out. So did it go well?
Man, it went well, man. Last year it went really well.
I mean, big crowds, a lot of fun.
Nice crowd, and you know, first you know festival, it was a nice crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really you were happy with it enough to want to do it again.
Oh yeah.
Because it's a lot of work putting these things together.
A lot of work.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
A lot of money.
There's a lot of infrastructure that has to go into to make it happen. A lot of groundwork has to be laid for this.
In Mississippi, there's a lot of private funding, too. There's a lot of state funding.
Get on that mic right there, if you would, please.
Art Council.
Yeah, there you go.
And there's a few other heritage foundations that are funded. They're actually privately funded, but the one that we were awarded a heritage grant for is the Mississippi Hills National Heritage Area Alliance, which it was started by the Obama administration in 2009, and they began funding in 2015. So this is the third year, so we're actually incredibly lucky to be funded, and we were funded for a matching grant, so we have to raise the funds and then they'll pay us back. So we really could appreciate everyone coming out, because our festival is an unfiltered festival, and we offer something that no other festival offers, and it's something that's intimate and something that's unfiltered. It's not like some big commercial rock show. This is like you get to hang out up close and personal with master blues musicians who are legacy players, who've learned through their parents, who learned through their parents, who learned through their parents, who learned through their parents. And the way they play music is like no other person, because the one thing the Kimbros do that nobody else does is they can show you what they do, and they can give you the confidence that you need to play. And that's what they do that nobody else does, even if you can't play. Robert's always like, get up there and play, Amy. Get up there and play. I'm like, you're nuts. I'm not going to play with you. Are you crazy?
Wait, do you play?
Do you play?
No, no. But that's what
I mean,
you do.
My God, there's a couple of guitars hanging out over
here
on the wall.
They inspire people to be so more of play. Who they are.
I get
they
you.
Really are. And it's not about being great. It's just about trying.
Yeah. Well, and it's about the style of music, too. It's the blues, you know, and it's the music that is from not just from your family, your people, your that area of the country. That's where it all was. That's where it kind of began. I mean, you got a lot of family that go way back into this.
Yeah, way back. My uncle's in there for sure, you know. And that's where Pop and his sister, which is my auntie,
yeah,
you know, when they leave, we'd get up there, go in the attic, and they would get the guitars and take them out and play them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's go ways back. It go ways back, yeah.
Yeah. And this is something that obviously is just handed down, you know, from generation to generation.
Generation to generation, that's right.
Because, you know, you obviously you learned it. Because you play so much like Junior. You really do. It's creepy.
You mean? What?
Yeah. What? Yeah. You do. You play a lot like him.
Yeah, but like look strange. Go up there and come back, man. I'm just like him, I guess. Yeah, man. I'm not. I'm an original bass guitar player, you know.
Yeah.
I'm an original bass guitar player.
Yeah.
But I had to grab the guitar, you know, and try to carry the, you know, sound on.
Yeah.
And stuff. So yeah.
You're doing a fine job of it.
Yeah, Robert, what's that sound?
Yeah, what is that sound? Yeah.
So that's Cotton Patch Soul Blues that we play. A lot of people,
that's different from Hill Country.
Oh yeah, totally different. A lot of people put it on him. He was Hill Country, but he's nowhere near Hill Country Blues. He don't play that.
Yeah.
He plays Cotton Patch Soul Blues. So, you know, trying to straighten that up, you know, in areas and stuff, so people know.
All right. Well, what's the difference? Tell me what's the difference between Cotton Patch and Hill Country?
Well, the sound is totally different. You know what I mean? And the style is totally different. See, we play soul, and they play more of a country beat to it.
You know, I got more of that.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like the Burnsides are known for.
They're country. Hill country.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then you guys have a lot more soul, a little more. And you're running a different effect through your guitar as well, too, right?
That's right. A lot of reverb.
Yeah.
You know, and. Yeah, it's a lot of soul going on.
Yeah, yeah, you make it to where it's almost haunting, if you will. There's something kind of spooky about it, you know. But it's good though. I mean, do you play a lot in open tunings, or you play mostly in standard, right?
Yeah, standard. I went to E flat. You know, my dad he tuned open standard, but he would play a lower key, so it would be E flat anyway.
Okay, is this for him to be able to sing to it?
Yeah, to sing to it. You know, it's justice to your voice. So E flat is comfortable for me.
Wow. See, it runs in the family.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's comfortable for me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But well, you are in a standard tuning?
I'm E flat.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm E flat.
Yeah, but not so open E flat.
Not open E.
So just down a half step.
Yeah, I'm down a half step. Yeah. So just a half step. Yeah, so. And then I still can play.
Right.
Yeah, it's all the same fingerings all the way around. Yeah. Well, that works. So it just throws your bass player off.
Who it throws off is when they get a keyboard player.
Well. Yeah, well, that's guys. What the hell is this?
And the harp player might have.
And the harp player might have an issue with it, but you don't use too many harpists, do you?
No. We got a harp player here for the workshop, David Hayden. We got a great thing happening. You know, Friday evening from 4 to 6. You know, we got an exhibit at Russ College on the college campus.
Yes.
you know, which is going to run from 4 to 6. And we have our buddy, Mr. Bill Stevers, running this in part of the show. So it'll run from 4 to 6. He'll be showing pictures, and we'll be showing films and all this
good
stuff.
And he has a sculpture. Bill has been photographing the Kimbrough since 1993. He photographed Junior at the club at Tullahoma, and then he continued to photograph this, you know, Robert, David, and Kenny, has continues to photograph them now. Most people just kind of split the scene when Junior died, and, you know, just didn't really value what was there, unlike Bill. And also, to Bill, miraculously had the foresight to salvage some items from the club after the fire, and made sculpture, which I've seen, which is stunning. And is awesome. There artifacts that he, you know, dug out of the smoldering embers of the club. He talked to me lovingly about the pieces when I saw them this week up at his home in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. They really are very beautiful, and I know that Robert and his family will really appreciate them, because they really have these very visceral and very organic elements to them. So very much like their music, it mimics it, and it is all, you know, items from the club walls and the ceiling and quarters from the jukebox. And he has made a sculpture out of the Miller sign, the clock, and so, you know, the photographs are really beautiful. Many of the photographs are of Junior playing with David and Gary, but there's also photographs of them later after their father passed. But there's also photographs that Bill took the last time he was at the club in September of 1999. Mm-hmm. He met up with Kenny one Monday afternoon, and just went and photographed the club. Not when the club was open, but just the club. He felt that the club itself, the location, was worthy of photography. Being photographed. So I think that's very profound in hindsight. That's a true artist who can see something that no one else can see, can capture it and hold it for all of us to share down the road for many, many generations. So those photographs to me are really astounding, because not only the things that went on in the club when people were there, but the way the club was decorated. Another aspect of Junior Kimbrough that many people don't really pay attention to, but the club also showcased many artists in the community, other musicians, and Johnny Hughes was a painter who did all the murals in the club. Junior had him come paint that club when he opened it, and he also had his paintings there, which were unfortunately lost in the fire.
Going down.
Yeah, Robert, you were there when the club burned. You saw it happen, didn't you?
Oh, I
you were standing out there when it was burning, right?
Oh, it was, yeah, I was.
And
yeah,
I remember you were telling me, I think it was you, that was telling me that there was stuff that was falling onto a drum kit. It was making really weird sounds.
Yeah, and that might have been Kent told you that, but see, because Kent was there.
Yeah.
And it started, when it caught a fire, you know, we had left, everybody left, and I think Kent he had got a call, but I had made it home, you know, in Lake Center.
Yeah.
From the club, so... And I got home, man, got out of my shoes and stuff, and jumped in the bed, because it was a beautiful night that night. You know, we had an awesome night. And just as I got in the bed, Kenny, my phone ring. And I looked, I said, Kent, I wasn't going to answer. I said, better answer it. You know, this time of the morning, you need to answer the phone.
Right.
So I answered the phone. And he was like, man, you need to get up and come to the club. So I'm on my mind. Kent, I just left the club. Why I need to come down there for... I said, what's going on? He wouldn't say. He said, just get up and come. And hung the phone up in my face. So I had to get up and go to the club.
Oh, yeah.
So I jumped up and, you know, slipped my stuff on and headed to the club. And the closest I could get, I could see this dark smoke. I said, oh, man, don't tell me our club gone. And when I pulled up, it almost burned down to the ground. It's gone. No more.
Wow.
Club, man.
Wow.
Yeah, we stood there and shed a few little tears or whatever it was, and, you know, went from there. So, you know, I wrote a song on it about it, too.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, I did. I wrote a song about a lot of stuff that happened, you know, with the club and different stuff. So.
Well, before we pause here, how about another tune?
Well, we can do that. And while we're talking, I do the tune, down at the club. Let's view the remains of the club.
This is the one, right?
This is the one. All right. View the remains of the club.
All right. Mona just got excited.
Come on. I wanna go. I wanna go, yeah. I wanna go view the remains of the club. Yeah. I wanna go to that place, yeah. Daddy and the Soul Blue Boys threw down. Just wanna go view the remains of the club.
Like home, yeah. But now
Yeah. Woo. Very nice. Robert Kimbrough Sr. there. Whoa. You're the remains of the club.
Nice. That's one of them songs that tear you down.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
it
see kinda, how I can sing it. But yeah. I sing it, man. That's real, man.
You feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Losing my father. And then I lost my father in 1988. Lose the club in 2000.
Wow.
So the whole lot of stuff was going on, bro.
Wow. That's that is a lot. That's a lot. You know, what are you Facebooking live over there?
Facebook Live. You know, we got to go live.
Yeah, you know, I see you on Facebook Live a lot. You play the social media game pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, I try to go and say hello to all my people, fans, friends.
Yeah, you got fans from all over the place.
Yeah. Pretty much,
which is good. Yeah, they'll be coming in. We got this big festival, May 11th through the 13th. You people need to come get some tickets and go see this thing.
Oh yeah, we work hard on this festival.
It's not just the music though. I mean, you got these workshops, and then you've got the tour.
That's
The tour. You take folks around to where the club was,
right?
And then I think you go to the cemetery. Is that right?
To go see where our last stop at the cemetery.
To go see where Papa is, right?
That's right. And then we head back to the hut.
And then you just light it up.
And it's going to light it up. It's gonna light it up.
So how big is your following on social media? How does that work out for you?
Oh, he's got millions of people, man. I mean, he's...
Oh, I mean, I don't know. But is that a thing? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yes. Yeah. So many, man. It's awesome, bro. So...
I mean, just you. I mean, do you connect with a lot of fans that way? The reason I ask is because we've talked about this here on the show before. When we first started the show 6-7 years ago, it felt like kind of the blues was kind of in a weird place. A lot of people were saying, dying out. The people still play are going away. Nobody's really interested in the music anymore. And that didn't stop us from putting a show together. But
yeah.
It feels like it's come a long way since then. It feels like... especially just the music of this area, the Delta, you know, the Delta blues, the North Mississippi blues, Memphis music has had kind of this surge again. And I think a part is because I think the music, this is all my opinion now at this point, but the music industry seems to have changed. It's not all about...
Well, I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people tend to kind of find what they want now. And we talk to a lot of older artists that still don't get the social aspect of it. You seem to be doing all right. I mean, how does that help you? How do you find that helps you?
Well, mainly, I must tell you, my main focus, in this blues, man, be honest and let you know, is this guy right here, man, my father, and his style of blues.
Right.
You know, I want to recognize the style of blues that he played. You know, this is why I'm in it so deep like I am, because he's have been represented as something totally different from what he played. You know what I mean? So... this is what I'm pushing the issue on, that my father was a cotton patch blues player, soul blues player.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is what this festival is in honor of him, so I push the issue on it, man. And
yeah.
This is what I do.
Well, you're carrying a very important torch, I mean.
Oh, yes. You know. For sure.
Yeah, the legacy of the Kimbrough family alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a big thing, and I think it seems to me, at least, and I may be wrong, but it seems to me that you're the guy in the family that's going, hey, we're going to do this. I mean, I know you got a lot of family musicians, and they're happy to play and they're happy to do things, but
right.
You're really wanting to get it out there.
Oh yeah, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it more than anybody. I'm just being real with you.
And they're going with you on this. You haven't caused like a family fight over this, I assume.
No, I haven't caused that.
It's like, come on, son, what are you doing?
No, man. So, no, because they know what style of blues we play. We sold blues boys, and they know this, so they don't say nothing. They just cheer.
Yeah.
But it's the people that don't know. And it kind of get to them to say, maybe feel like, well, Robert shouldn't do this, but, I'm going to do this. Because it was said out of his mouth, and he told you guys, what style of blues he played, and, I got to do this. He's not a country blues player, so I can't leave that on him.
Yeah.
We got to straighten it up.
Yeah, and I would think that your dad would have been really happy about this.
Oh, yeah. Now, Rick, for sure, he'd be really, really, if he was living today, he'd be so happy.
Because he wanted people to hear this music and to understand it, right?
That's right. He wanted them to understand and know that he didn't play that kind of blues. You know, he said in the interview, the guy asked him, well, you know, they was playing blues in the Rib Shack when he came outside, and he was like, well, can we interview you? He was like, yeah, you can interview me. And they started talking or whatever. So, and while the blues was playing, and they was talking, Junior was like, well, I don't play that kind of blues.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, what you mean, Junior? He said, I don't play that kind of blues in there. He said, well, what kind of blues do you play? He said, I play cotton patch blues. He said, cotton patch blues? He said, do anybody else play your kind of blues? He said, nope, don't nobody else play my kind of blues. Ain't but one person play my kind of blues. And he said, that's Joe Ayers.
Yeah.
He's an original soul blues boy right here, Joe Ayers. Is.
I have to admit, and I'm kind of embarrassed to admit it, but I did not really know that much about Cotton Patch until I'd met you.
Right.
I mean, I knew that there was different styles of the blues, but I wasn't able to put it in a box, if you will, or understand the name of it. But Cotton Patch, when Mark first told me about what Cotton Patch was, I'm like, well, what is it? I mean, because I'm used to North Mississippi Hill Country or Delta.
That's right.
You know, so you got those things, but Cotton Patch, I'm like, what is this all about? And then, you know, when you're listening to what your dad did, and then listening to what you're doing, it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting it, yeah.
It's North Mississippi Cotton Patch Soul Blues.
Soul Blues.
That's right.
Are there more players that are picking this up, or is it just strictly a Kimbrough family thing?
It's strictly a Kimbrough family thing. Now, before Mr. Budge Webb, Leo Budge Webb, passed on us, Leo stated himself, he said, I played a little Cotton Patch Blues too, you know.
He kind of did, yeah.
That's what he said, you know, I mean, this is what he said. So, I mean, I honor that. That's cool, you know what I mean?
But and,
I
of course, Joe Ayers, yeah.
Yeah, I don't just speak on what other people do, you know, I really just roll with this guy, my father, on what he says and things that he do. But this guy said it, you know, before he passed. And, you know,
we had him down here some time ago. There was moonshine involved. It was incredible. It was a big time up in the parking lot.
That's over there.
It's over there. It's that third bottle from the left.
Yeah.
And listen to him talk. And I had learned something about him, and I thought was really tremendous. He was taking his guitar and his amp, and he would go to schools along the Chitlin' Circuit. And he was playing for these school kids.
Right.
And he said, these little children, they don't know what this music is. And when they hear it, their mind just, he said, you can see it, their heads just explode. They go, wow. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, this is the music of your family, of my family. This is our thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I've always had
awesome.
I always had a thing in my heart about that kind of, you know, how cool that is.
That's cool.
And what you're doing with this festival to just kind of keep it going out there. I mean, you've got such an incredible lineup on this whole thing.
It's awesome lineup, man. This is an awesome lineup. You're about to get ready to hear some awesome blues off in Holly Springs.
Well, and it's not just Cotton Patch. It's different stuff.
It's different stuff. Now, all of this is not Cotton Patch blues. You know, but
you got R.L. Boyce in there, for God's sake.
He's country, R.L. Boyce.
Yeah.
You know, but then if you look at it, you got a lot of the guys on here that play our style of blues. I mean, they have been in the hood where we come out of.
Yeah.
You got Eric Dean as a little kid growing up in, you know, around us.
Right.
At the club.
Right.
You know, it's all in him.
Right.
You got Mark Mumaine Massey.
He's definitely got some soul blues.
It's in him. Because he's been around this guy, my brother David. So it's in him. You got Lightning Malcolm. He's playing it. You know, you got all of these guys that's playing this kind of music, man. And Daniel, all of them. Jesse Cottonstone. Have you heard Jesse Cottonstone?
I have not,
Oh, man, this guy here. Whoa. He's on fire, man. And he worse than any rubber band it is. That's how he looks. I love him, man. That's my boy, man.
That's awesome.
Man, this guy is so cool, man. So, really, you know, like I said, we got an awesome lineup. We got Lucius Spiller. He's going to come in. Then my nephew. Got great stuff going on. Pork Chop Willie. Oh, man, you know, he's always down.
Oh, yeah. Advanced tickets are on sale at Eventbrite. B-R-I-T-E. Just look for, I guess, the Kimbrough Cotton Patch Blues Festival there. Mm-hmm. And you can get you a ticket and get in there. You're doing carloads. You're doing doing some cash deals. Yeah, get on in and see it. Well, the workshops are going to be fun, too.
Well, it's also a car show.
Yeah, a car show. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The car show. So, oh, man, yeah, it's going to be a car show. And the car show, you know, you sign up around 2 o'clock. You know, you have your cars there, have them cleaned up. You sign in with me, and we're going to kick it off at 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, the car show begins.
Right.
So you clean them up and bring them on through. My nephew will be on the spot for touch-ups or whatever. You know, you get with
Mr. Hands over there, going to be detailing some cars. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, if y'all
you got a Hot Rods, yeah. Classics, Antiques,
and Hot Rods,
whatever you got.
Yeah, man. Trucks, whatever you got. Bring it on out.
I'll see if my son wants to enter his 95 Honda Civic Del Sol. I'm sure he'd love to.
Bring it out, man.
He thinks that car is a classic. Hey, and he sure works man. On it like it is.
He might be able to sell it down there. I don't know.
He'd have to pay somebody to take that off his head.
Oh, man. Motorcycles, all of them.
No, that's cool. Because you didn't have the car show last year, I don't think, did
no,
you?
No, we didn't have it
no,
last year.
No, you added that this
that's
year.
Cool.
And we also we have... $100 giveaway, gas giveaway tickets for $2.
Really?
Yeah, we're giving away $100 with gas.
Well, okay then.
Yeah,
$2. Buy a ticket, tickets. $2 ticket, and you're in.
$2 ticket. So I got tickets with me now. I mean, whatever.
on up. We'll get you sold.
Yeah, man. we also have vendor spots open and all of this good stuff.
So, yeah, because you have, like, food and all that other fun stuff that's happening down there, too.
Yeah. See, we cooking food. So, you know, pawn shops, whoever.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Come on out. Come on.
It'll be nice. Yeah, it's a great time of the year to do it because it doesn't get too terribly hot then, and it's out of that whole Memphis and Maiden nonsense.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, May 11th. That's a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, a couple of weeks from now.
Now, are you playing outside the hut, or you also have stuff inside? You have stuff going all the time? Or?
So, here's how it's going to go.
Because the hut ain't very big.
Yeah, no. It's not very, very big. So, but Friday night will be on the inside.
Right.
You know, it's open floor jam Friday night once you leave the exhibit. So that Friday night around 8 o'clock, we have an open floor jam.
Right.
So whoever want to come and get on the floor and play your guitar, blow your harmonica, or whatever it is
it's
you
open.
Do,
yeah.
It's open to you.
Come on jam.
Come on jam. Saturday morning, once again, we have K97 on the spot.
Right.
You know, they'll be there for the guitar workshop.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Jamming and everything. And that night, the students would jam with us.
Oh,
that night.
Oh, yeah.
You see? Then Sunday morning tour, the memorial tour. You know what I mean? We'll have breakfast and all this good stuff going on. Oh, man, it's going to be happening.
So is that? Do you have your 25 students? Because I noticed that's limited to 25.
Not yet.
All, no, there are still openings.
We still have our openings there. So, you know, all you have to do is just contact me. My number is 662-629-2853.
I hope that wasn't your cell phone number.
That's the open number.
Okay.
That's the open number.
That's yeah. open.
You be getting calls all hours of night, man. You're about Leo Budwell after you got my ex-girlfriend's number.
So it's open. You know, call that number. You know, hit
leave
me
a voicemail,
box.
Whatever, yeah.
Voicemail, yeah, whatever, you know what I mean.
Send a picture of your boobs. You know, it'd be big, you know.
Email me. However you want to do it.
boobs and dietary preferences.
Yes, there it is. Yeah, dietary preferences.
We plan on having a really, really good time.
Hey, if you like barbecue and chicken and all that fun stuff that's in the middle of all that, you should be right in there. Yeah.
Oh, one more thing I have to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I have my own beer that's going to be there.
You have your own beer?
Kimbrough Cotton Patch Kutch.
Really?
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's been brewed. It's already ready.
Who made it?
A guy out of... on the other side of Tupelo, I'm not sure.
Custom beer?
It's my own
custom beer.
Yes.
It's going to be bringing up kegs of that.
They're going to bring kegs. It's going to be big kegs.
Yeah.
Come on and try out the Kimbrough Cotton Patch Kush.
Nice.
The Kush.
Yeah.
It's going down, man.
See, I would have thought that would have been something completely different than beer, but.
I don't think they call that a cotton patch.
That's it. Well, the Kush. Yes. You know, come on.
Oh man, it's gonna be great!
Wow, this tastes like chitlins.
It's gonna be really, really.
See, this is the kind of thing we should like go broadcast live.
And we should if we had the ability to. I don't know how the internet is down there.
Well,
or we're just gonna get hammered and see some good music.
Yeah, we can call it in.
I must say, you know, when we say the carload, that means we charge $25 at the gate.
Right.
You can get a ticket for $20. But when we set carload, that means that six people to a car can get in for $75.
Minus the four people in the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what we used to do at the drive-in, right?
Yeah, we used to do that. Get in the trunk. Come on.
Come on, get in the trunk. I did the trunk last time. It's too hot in here. Yeah. But for six people, $75?
It's $75 for six people. So you
that's
only
a good
plan.
Deal right there.
That's a good deal.
That's a buy one, get deal. One for three people is what that is.
That's right. Buy one, get one. That's what's up.
That's nice.
That's really, really cool.
I'm in a two-door Jeep. There's no way I get six people in it, I don't think.
Put them on the hood. And
yeah, there you go.
Bring them in like dead deer, you know.
We plan on having a really, really good time with this.
It sounds like it's going to be just a real blast. And we had Kenny down here last week. Kenny Brown was here last week, and he was telling us that this year he's not doing the North Mississippi Hill Country Picnic.
Right.
We were all shocked.
Yeah, I was shocked from that one.
And mm-hmm. and you know this we're getting into festival season here. The summer's coming. It'll be nice. It's going to be a good time. And
what do you mean nice? I mean we've got like 6 weeks of decent weather before it gets like.
Well, I know, crazy. but you know, nice to me is where it's not like 12 degrees.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it ain't pouring ass rain.
But it's soon to be 112 degrees.
And I would rather have that. I really would.
Right now is that sweet spot where it's nice
the sweet
outside
spot.
And the mosquitoes ain't out yet.
It lasts about an hour, and then you move along.
Oh man,
I'm really proud for you guys. I think this is great. I hope it does well. And I think I'm gonna have to look at my calendar. I may have to slip down there because it's not that far. Holly Springs is not far from Memphis.
No, it isn't.
No, it's and it makes for a good day trip.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. Yeah, and come get your blues on, come get your food on, and meet some beautiful people. That's a good thing.
So you are going.
I'm thinking.
I thought you were the beautiful people.
I'm not the beautiful people. No. There'd be. I show up and it's like, oh, it's that guy.
Sir Rick is on the block. Sir Rick Jagger. Oh, yeah.
We'll get Jeff down here to come play with you guys.
Yeah, that'll be.
Oh, come on. You can do it. It's open to everybody. You can play. We got a guitar out here. We'll get you jamming in here with these guys tonight before it's all said and done with.
Stink up the place.
Come on now.
Come on now. Well, speaking of which, how about a tune? What do you
want to
do?
We would have to do one by my father.
Because I knew this was coming.
It had to come.
You have to come up with this.
I have to do it.
Yeah, sir.
Because, hey, man.
Well, Daddy was everything.
Daddy was. He was a man. He was a responsible man. He was a father, and he was a friend.
He was a father a few times over, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, maybe 36 or 40. Times.
36 or 40?
Yeah,
how did he have time to play?
Sounds like he played plenty.
I think he did.
He's so serious, man.
We kid.
He was cool, man, but he always was talking, and make fun of stuff, but it was all good. Be careful out there. You might run into one of your sisters.
Yeah, you might want to marry outside the county. You might want to get your ass up to Memphis for a little while before you get there. I got you. I feel you, man. I feel you.
It was all good.
It's legendary, I know. I mean, some people have talked about this shit for years, but, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, man. It's something serious. Couldn't keep his pants up. I'm going to write a song about it.
Couldn't keep his pants up. It's a hell of a way to play the blues, I tell you. God love him.
Longer. Junior, I love you. Junior, I love you, yeah. I hope you love me too, yeah. And she said I do.
That's, that was such a great groove,
that
man.
Tight.
Thank you, man. Yes.
Man, that's the thing there, man. That's where
Lee,
it's at.
Laying it down on that bass.
Yeah, Lee, you got it down, man. Yeah, you're over there pointing at him. Like, well, no, you're the one holding the fat strings over there. You're doing fine, my man. You're doing good.
Brother.
Yeah, that's tight, man. I love that group. I've always loved it.
You know, I must say,
because you guys did a version of that in Live at the Hut.
Yes, we did.
And that cut, it goes for like 9 minutes. It's a hell of a tune, but you can feel the room just come apart in the middle of that tune. Ooh. Lord of mercy. You need to get that record, kids.
They was rocking so hard on that, man. I'm talking about, whoa, God. Everybody hit the floor on that song.
Everybody
hit the floor on that song,
man. Everybody, so. And it ain't that big of a room.
Yeah, it's not big. That's right.
Not big at all. That's beautiful. So, beautiful stuff.
And you know, I wanted to say, Lee just started with me. This is like maybe 4 weeks.
This is his audition
three,
right here.
4 weeks of him playing with me.
Yeah, because right before we went on the air, you guys were playing for a little bit, so you could get kind of used to playing with him. So,
And I'm gonna do one of my new songs coming out on my new CD. I'll be out. Oh,
yeah, we gotta talk about that because I've heard about this.
Yes, I think we haven't.
I know y'all have heard about it. It's coming out. I've Been Fixed, and I did this in Dallas, Texas. And
I've Been Fixed, like you've been like neutered and shit. I'm just fucking.
That means the rifle's loaded, but it's fire blood. Sure.
I've been fixed. No, it's all right, baby. I've been fixed. It's all right.
I've been fixed. Pretty much, no. Maybe where you know, saying where you done put a little something in my food or in my drink.
Oh,
you know, I've been fixed.
Yeah,
you know. So
you got into some trouble.
Man, you hear me?
Personal experience, was it?
Yeah, well, it's just a song pretty much just came to mind. I feel like, you know how you feel sometimes. Somebody gave me something, put something in my food or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
It's that voodoo spaghetti, isn't it?
Yeah, you hear me?
I know about the voodoo spaghetti thing, and I've talked to people about this, and they don't ever believe me when I tell them that. Man. And I'm like, dude, I lived in Mississippi for a while, and I know this is right. I mean, I know the truth. It's a true story.
Yeah, put something in.
It's some of these ladies get you hooked up. It's why the men don't eat they don't eat spaghetti from a woman they don't know.
Tony man, voodoo man. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tony knows.
Yeah, man.
No. I won't elaborate it for you for those people listening at home because it's horrifying.
But
it's a thing, yeah.
So I'm planning on having, in the midst of the Kimbrough Complex Blues Festival, I'm planning on having my CD release party. Blending
there
all
this?
In with this.
Oh, my man. That's the way to do it.
Awesome. You didn't have enough you had to get done by this weekend.
Yeah, but it makes sense, though. You'll sell a lot of copies. You'll sell a lot of records there.
It's so much. Yeah, man. It's so much going on with this.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's huge.
And it'll be ready by this time. So, you know, my CD release party will be that during this time and all. So we just plan on having a really, really good time. And so my main thing is we're going to probably do one of those songs
on
my CD. This one, it has to be done because it's you know, representing my father, Junior Kimbrough, the Cotton Patch Soul Blues is what he play. And everybody need to know, you know, the style of blues he play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just need to know that.
Well, with that, give us an example of some good Cotton Patch Soul Blues.
Well,
I know you've been playing it all night, but you've been playing this for a while now. Is there any favorites that you have?
A favorite song that I have?
Yeah. Whether it's from the old man or from you or.
Well,
I know we're going to get into some original stuff here in a little bit, but. he sounded like a little leprechaun.
But now,
that's where the shits and giggles come from.
You know, they asked my father, I said, Junior, what is your favorite song? And he said, Come On, Go With Me, Girl. That was his favorite song.
Really?
Yeah.
You want to do that
play
one?
A little bit of it.
Yeah, play it.
A little bit of it. Thank you.
come on, baby. Come on and go with me. I need love, babe. I need love so bad. The girl is a low down crime. Some baby.
One of those daddy songs.
Yeah. Oh my. That's it there. That's Cotton Patch right there.
That's real deal.
That's a real deal. That's Cotton Patch soul blues is what that is. A lot of soul in that. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's soul without horns is really what it boils down to, you know.
Man, that's
beautiful. I know you're doing a lot of writing. You got a new record that's coming out here pretty soon here that you're going to release during this thing here. Ambitious as hell for you.
Oh man, yeah.
Tell me about the new record. What's it all about?
So the new record, man, is the title of it is I've Been Fixed. So pretty much, you know, somebody said, well, what is he talking about? He been fixed. Well, they going to rub it
in. I questioned you earlier about this. And we certainly know that's not the case. Yeah.
So one thing is for sure, you know. So that song, when it's talking about pretty much, it's talking about, you know, you thinking someone done put something in your drink or in your food.
Yeah.
So, hey, you feeling dizzy or crazy or weak or whatever.
You've been fixed.
You've been fixed.
They're coming to get you.
Voodoo man. Stony man.
Yeah. The voodoo spaghetti. Yeah, finally.
The voodoo. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So
no, I know what you're saying.
And I, you know, I got really, it's gonna really, 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 really great tunes on there. I think I got 8 to 10 songs on there.
Have you recorded it already?
Yeah, it's been recorded. It was recorded in Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas?
Yeah,
at Jenkins. How did that happen? Was it just a thing that you wanted to do, or go there to do it, or you know somebody up there?
Yeah, I know my buddy there. Janky, Scott Lindsay stayed there in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And he, so he did his CD the time I was there, and I did mine. So I played on his. I played drum on his CD.
Uh-huh.
And he played guitar on mine.
So
we went on and did it, and I went to his studio there in Dallas, Texas, and did the CD.
Great.
Yeah, which will be released real, real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, tell me what's the song you're going to play here? What's this all about?
So this song here, I'm a
is it the title track?
So, yeah, this song is coming off my CD.
Yeah.
Your Face. The name of this song is Your Face, and it'll be on the CD.
Okay. What's the story behind it? Why is it called Your Face?
It's called Your Face.
Is it a love song?
It's a love song. Okay. Pretty much just a love song. So I noticed we've been playing a few slow songs in here tonight.
That's all right.
It's cool.
On a blues show? No.
Oh, really?
But it's all the blues.
Right.
So pretty much talk about your face, you know, just, you know, your girl pretty much looking at her. And when you see her face, you know, it makes you smile. And just good to see her.
That's good. My mind immediately went to be like, no, your face.
Bitter much?
Well, I am recently single again. Yeah. So.
I hear you.
Sorry. My mind goes beautiful. To dark places.
He goes to his most.
Beautiful. Yeah. So we'll do a couple bars of it. And once again, like I said, you know, Lee, he been with me. He's been playing now right at 3 to 4 weeks now.
Yeah, he's doing good. Yeah,
doing pretty good.
He's
doing
all right. You
know,
it doesn't suck, do you?
I heard he just picked the bass up like 2 months ago.
So. Are you serious?
You want to ask?
Like six weeks ago? Really?
The aliens got
me. The aliens got me. That whole anal probing thing, it becomes a problem. Yeah, I get it.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you know, we'll do, you know, a couple of lines of that.
Well, let's hear it. Yeah. Let's hear it. Yeah. Girl,
talking about you, girl. The date's over me. It's your thing. Hello to me, oh baby, Lord, it opens up my heart, make me feel like running, oh baby, running an extra mile, oh, because your face.
That's yeah, nice, man. That is nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a little Hendrix in there with those changes. Yeah,
a little
jazz in there. Yeah, it's kind of slick.
It's a little different there, and like I say, you know, it's some stuff we're working with. A lot of stuff, you know, we got to go over with Lee. You know, get Lee.
Yeah.
You know, up on it, but he's a fast learner. So
that's
the good part about it.
Oh, he's good.
Oh yeah. So, you know, we're gonna give it to him and let him get it. We're gonna do what we need to do. But as far as the festival is, it's going down.
Right on. And you'll be able to get the new disc at the festival, even better.
You'll be able to get the new CD at the festival. So and the new CD is titled What?
I'm Fixed.
I've been fixed. Yeah.
The rest of your stuff, Live at the Hut, where is it available? Is it only at your shows or is it online too? Can we?
It's
online.
Is it online? Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's all the usual places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can get it from us.
You can get it there. And,
what's the site?
FancyMag.com.
FancyMag?
Yeah.
M-A-G?
Go with
FancyMag.com. Go get it from there.
Get it and, there. Yeah. Call me. Email me. Facebook.
Smoke signals, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, we'll hook you up, yeah.
We get it to you. And it's all...
For the right price, you'll show up and play the album, right?
Nah.
Yeah, for the right price, yeah. Right price.
You hear me?
Or, you know, May 11th.
Yeah, right. We'll all be on the set, for sure. Everything you need will be on the set.
We got time for one more tune. Yeah, which is the one that sets the house on fire? Which is the one that does for you?
I can tell you one thing.
How you leave them with a kick in the pants?
It would be with one of my daddy's things.
Okay.
I had to leave him with one of Papa's. Because if it weren't for Papa, wouldn't be no rapper.
You need to put that on his shirt.
Stay all night long with me, babe. Stay all night long with me. Thank you.
Kimbrough Sr. there, ladies and gentlemen. Panty dropping music is what that's all there, right?
Watch out now, that song coming out pretty soon.
I know.
How you know about that?
I've been around the barn a time or two there, Robert. I know what's going on.
I am for real. My cousin, I'm going to tell you this here right quick.
Okay.
My cousin told me, said, he handicapped, you know what I mean? He was in a bad wreck back in the days, and he handicapped him. He said, I want you to write this song called Panty Droppers. And drop panties. I had to ask him what he talking about. What do you mean, panty dropping, drop panties? Well, he broke it all down to me. So I said, well, I'm going to try to go home and work on it. And ever since then, I've been trying to work on that song. I ain't got it together yet.
It'll take a moment. It'll take a moment. It's, you know, if it's done right, it'll drop some panties. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Go listen to some Booker Brown while you're at it. Yeah, that's where that is.
Man, that's awesome stuff, bro.
Yeah, no kidding. Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go, kids. The Kimbrough Cotton Patch Blues and Soul Blues and Festival happening here very soon, May 11th. Get your tickets online, eventbrite.com. Get them. It'll be here in a couple of weeks. It'll be a big show.
Big show.
Robert, thank you so very much for
coming in here.
Rick
Jagger, y'all and Mark.
Lee, you're the man. Right over there.
Thank
Tony,
y'all,
Mr.
Man.
Hands back
Thanks
there.
For having me.
He's working it back there. You'll go find him in church on Sunday, yeah.
Right quick.
Yes,
once
sir.
Again, Mr. Hand will be on the set. So during the car show, if you want to look, one to clean up or bump a clean up or whatever, talk with him. He'll be on the set. And we're going to set
get
it
you,
off.
Get yourself there, detailed, man.
Get yourself hooked up. That's
that'll,
right.
That'll nice. Be big. Very
thank
good.
Very much, thank guys.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. I appreciate you coming in.
Amy? Yeah.
You know, she's going to be around for the festival as well. Mark Caldwell, thank you for putting the show together for us and all the stuff that you're doing over there.
Thank you,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, it's been a big night.
Hi, this is Reverend Oma from the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop. The Broom Closet is your one-stop shop for all of your metaphysical needs, such as candles, gemstones, herbs, gifts, and more. We now also stock CBD oil, vape kits, lotion, and edibles. The Broom Closet is also host to monthly workshops, rituals, and drum circles for those interested in conscious living. The Broom Closet is the only place to get your cards read by me, Reverend Oma, or one of our other amazing readers. Discover the Broom Closet Metaphysical Shop in historic downtown Memphis or online at thebroomclosetmemphis.com. The Broom Closet. Let us help you light your path.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
It's time to get on the show. And, Jeff, you're looking lovely tonight there in that dress that you're wearing.
You know what? Don't start. Don't start.
I talked to Jeff a little while ago. He's having some technical problems around his homestead.
Yes.
And he said he may be here later, but it didn't look good.
Okay.
So, well, but you're here, and this is good because of who this gentleman is here to your left.
Absolutely. I'm actually kind of thrilled, you know, that we've got who we've got here in the studio. Only because I do Around the World on Saturdays.
Yes, you do.
Radio Memphis Around the World. And so I get to do all different types of music and all different type of, you know, groups of people and stuff like that.
Right.
And of course, with these guys
coming
in all the way in from Germany. And I'm pretty sure everybody's tuned in wondering to know who are these guys and who we're talking about.
It's Kieran Hilbert and Friends.
Yeah.
And you brought all your friends.
Now the Sawcross are here.
Previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or tune in. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
There you go, kids. You heard what's got Kieran Hilbert all the way from Germany in our studios. It was big with the band. It was Kieran Hilbert and Friends. It was a lot of fun. You'll be able to hear it coming up next time here from Radioland. So there, on that note, I'm done. I'm out of here. Got to go. Got places to get into. Got to go by and give your mom my personal regards. You know what I'm saying? In the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. We'll see you next time. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been from Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.